Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and use it to your advantage. Take the poll question. Answer the poll question there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you get when you get there. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Dr. William Hebert is our guest. He says we can call him Bill. He's the president of Flagler College in St. Augustine, Florida, a beautiful part of the world, the oldest city in the United States, right?
That is correct.
St. Augustine, if you didn't know that, folks, there's a little bit of history there. Flagler College, about 2,600 students. They've got a very award-winning, a world-beating Enactus program there, which is a global initiative to help students understand more about entrepreneurship. Bill, you were telling us about the success of the organization and about the ongoing project, the ongoing Enactus project. The bookstore, I think, is what you how you described it. It's been going on now for 13 years without any support from the school. And it's being run by students on their own as volunteers. But talk to us about this competition, this Enactus competition.
It is the culmination of the year for the students. There's a competition. There's a national competition that is held in different cities around the United States. This last year was held in Kansas City. And about 151 teams out of the 561 colleges and universities across the country made it to the national competition. And out of that national competition, Flagler College won the Enactus national title.
And this is not by size or class or anything. Your little school beat 150 other schools, some of them big universities.
Yes. Very, very large universities like the University of Arizona, the University of Florida, University of Virginia, all of these schools have enacted this program.
You made them feel small there at that competition, didn't you? Talk about David and Goliath.
Well, we are very proud of the fact that in the 14 years that we've had an Enactus program, we've won three national championships, which is something to brag about.
And give us an example of what the project that the participants would undertake.
Well, we had five different projects. One of them had to do with getting folks in St. Augustine to use reusable bags and to eliminate plastic bags, because St. Augustine Beach is a beautiful beach, but there's an awful lot of plastic bag material out on the beaches, which is dangerous to turtles and other wildlife. That was one project, and we got the city to agree to assist us with that, and we came up with a historic-looking bag, because St. Augustine in a couple of years is going to be celebrating its 450th anniversary of its founding.
Wow, the city, wow.
So we were tying those two things together. And then we were working with some folks at a homeless shelter trying to help them get a startup business. And the startup business is what our team referred to as Passport Pretzels. Pretzel making business, and we found a woman who makes pretzels for a living and was willing to share her recipe and was willing to help these individuals who were homeless and jobless at a homeless shelter called St. Francis House here in St. Augustine. But anyway, it got a few of the homeless people involved, and hopefully that business is going to continue to develop this year. But it just got initiated this past year. Then another project,
Dr. Abair, I won't stop you because I could listen to you talk about this all day long, but I want to get a little more information out about your school because I want people to know about the success of what you're doing. You said in the previous segment that you're graduating people with degrees and with knowledge, with education that can convert into a job, and you guys are very successful at this. I want you to. And I've got, only got about a minute. I want you to tell people about that.
Okay. Most of our majors are in career-related, job-oriented fields, such as business, accounting, communications, broadcasting, graphic design, sport management, education, and the program that we're probably best known for nationally is our program, as I said earlier, in deaf education. We teach teachers to teach hearing-impaired students. We're one of only 14 undergraduate institutions in the United States certified by the Council on the Education of the Deaf. So, and we have the Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind, which is largest and the best school of its type in the nation.
Well, Dr. Abair, I'm so proud of you guys. And if somebody wants to know more about you, it's flagler.edu. They can go there and check it out. And what if they want to call you and talk to you about their children, about getting one of their kids down there?
They can. The phone numbers, the contact information is found on our website, and we would be delighted to respond to any inquiries.
Flagler.edu. Keep up the good work down there, Dr. Abair. Come back and keep us posted on how things are going.
Jim, thank you very much for having me on your show.
Dr. Abair, ladies and gentlemen, with Flagler College, flagler.edu. Check it out. Very exciting. I'm proud of what they're doing down there. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.